Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Polevsky. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good morning.
Good morning, Jonathan.
And WBJC's Katya Harrison. Nice to see you as well.
Good to see you too. Good morning.
You are our ace temporary taster, as it were. You're our star. We're happy to have you. It's great.
Fun to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
It absolutely is. Our first wine is called The Crossings. It's a 2017 Sauvignon Blanc from New Zealand, from the Awatere Valley, and it is in Marlborough. This was about $10 or so. Mary, what do you think?
Well, if you're a cat lover... Sorry, continue.
Hint, hint, nudge, nudge.
If you're a cat lover, you will recognize the scent of this wine, the nose in this wine. It's very cat box.
Mm-hmm. That might turn somebody
yeah,
on.
Sorry,
I don't know where to go.
Where am I going with this?
Okay, so that's the nose. Let's talk about the actual flavor of the wine.
The actual flavor, unlike many Sauvignon Blancs where we get a lot of grapefruit, this one is pure lime. Really zingy. Some cut grass. It's pretty sharp. I have to say this was not my favorite.
Katya Harrison, for you?
So I did get sulfur in the nose, but once I tasted it, there was none of that. I might try a bottle just for sheer interest and curiosity, just because the nose is so peculiar.
I think truthfully, between you and me, beninu, as they say in Hebrew, I would spend another $5 and get a Sauvignon Blanc that's a little rounder. But if you are an acid head... and you just want that really crisp, clean thing. This has it, and for not much money. So this is a very niche Sauvignon Blanc.
I mean, I'm joking about cat box, but that is sort of a recognizable scent that you can get, especially from Sauvignon Blanc. So we're not being egregiously critical. That's pretty legitimate.
Absolutely. Our second wine is the Taburno Falanghina del Sannio. And Sannio is midway between Naples and Foggia. This is from Cantina del Taburno. And this also comes in a beautiful white bottle, which is very tall, actually. Katya Harrison, what do you think?
I thought it was very perky and fresh and green and sort of green floral. I thought it was a fun wine. Not to my taste necessarily, because it didn't have that full-bodied thing that I like in wine, in white wine, but it was fine.
Mm-hmm. Mary, for you?
Yeah, off mic, Katya, you said green flowers, green gardenia, if I'm remembering correctly.
Yeah, green, and sort of a green-white floral, like a gardenia.
Yeah, and I did get the gardenia, but not that fully blossoming, voluptuous, rich. And I did expect this Falanghina to be a little bit richer. It's a little lighter than it usually is. It still has some present fruit. I also got maybe like an orange flower going on in there.
Yeah.
But I wanted it to have a little more heft.
Yeah, this would go great with 4711 cologne.
I like 4711 cologne.
I do too.
Right out of the shower.
Exactly. This is a right out of the shower kind of wine. Katya Harrison, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Mary Zajac, a pleasure.
Oh, pleasure to be with both of you.
I'm Jonathan Polevsky. Thanks for listening. Cheers.